It is time to talk audio description. We're looking at theatres once again, but the difference is, of course, we're not in the theatres thanks to lockdown. Things are changing. Many performances are now streaming online, and thankfully there is an increase in those which are audio described. Now, Anne Hornsby is here from Mind's Eye Arts, and we are starting to see a few more of these performances coming through now. So some good news there.
Yes, it is good news that more venues are thinking about how to make their work accessible online. I'm afraid there is still a lot going out that doesn't have audio description, but the theatres that are doing it, it's good to support them and to encourage them to do more.
Absolutely. Now, we're going to look at a few performances today, and quite a spectrum today as well, but we're going to start with a couple from the Royal Exchange.
Yes, this is the first time that the Royal Exchange Theatre has put their work online, so a bit of an experiment for them, and I hope people will support it. They've got two plays lined up. I'm currently working on the audio description for these. Obviously, they were described when the shows were in the theatre, but this is audio description to go with the filmed version. So the first of these is called The House of Bernarda Alba. It's a play by Lorca, and it was a collaboration with Grey Eye Theatre Company that people may be familiar with, that features many disabled actors. So this one is being audio described. And the other one is a new play that's called The Almighty Sometimes with Julie Hesmondhouse. This is a really interesting play. It's quite a small scale production with just four actors in it. So it's good in terms of you quickly get used to the different voices. And it's about a young woman, a teenage girl, who has bipolar. And the question is, she's been on medication for many years. Her mum thinks she's doing the best thing for her daughter, but the girl is starting to question whether or not she should take her medication. And so she wants to experiment by not taking it. And we follow her on that journey and discover what happens. So it's one of those that really makes you think and question what's right. And probably lots of people have different opinions about it, but it's great to see something like this explored on the stage through a piece of modern writing. So obviously that one will be audio described as well.
Sounds a powerful performance. What are the dates for these? They're of course being streamed online at the moment.
We're hoping to get these out from next week. So from next Wednesday, that's 24th of June. So they should be available online, and they are free, as with the National Theatre and one or two other productions that have been out there. But the theatres are asking for donations just to help them keep going, basically.
Of course. Time for a couple more, Anne.
And we just mentioned Grey Eye doing the collaboration with the House of Bernarda Alba at the Royal Exchange Theatre. They're putting some of their work online, including their musical production, which celebrates Ian Dury and the Blockheads. So that will be an interesting one for people to catch. It's a filmed version of their show. There's also an audio version of their show. And as well as the National Theatre putting out some more shows online with audio description. The Old Vic is putting out some of their work on a pay-to-view basis. But returning to Manchester with our theatre home, that's a theatre and an exhibition space and a cinema, and they're working very hard with their new series. Some of them are like little mini playlets, some of them are just one or two people talking to camera, and they're trying to ensure that every single one of those is audio described. So they're trying to ensure that all of those are audio described, and some of them are very funny. I've been working on one recently, which is two guys taking us on an imaginary journey. So the work that has to happen in the mind of the listener, because really it's just them facing the camera. They're all glammed up with lots of makeup and amazing headdresses, but they take us on a journey. So it's as if we're discovering this new world that's hidden underneath our floorboards, and that one's lots of fun. So lots there. Every single one of those homemakers series, as they're called, is very different. It's a new artist or a collection of artists each time. And there's also a lovely film called ABC, Anything But COVID, by a company called Ugly Bucket. And that's about the pressures that we're all feeling in lockdown to become something, to become a gardener, to become a chef, to get super fit, to write that novel. And I think there's lots in there that we can all identify with.
I don't doubt it for a second. And a real mixed bag of shows there from, as you say, you know, talking about the serious issues like bipolar and COVID as Ian during the blockheads in there. These are obviously different companies that are streaming these at different times. Is it better to have a look at their individual websites, or can they all be found on your website with Mind's Eye?
I would say you can check Mind's Eye, but it's great to keep in touch with my colleagues at Vocalize. They produce a newsletter called The Interval. Also, the Audio Description Association has a newsletter with lots of contacts in there. So if people just look and do a bit of research with those, then they'll get a mass of information, because there really is plenty going on to keep in touch with.
And to find out more about Mind's Eye, what's the best way to do that, Anne?
We're on mindseyedescription.co.uk, Twitter, and that's a great way for keeping in touch. We just announced on Twitter yesterday 2 rescheduled programmes at the Lowry for next year. So do keep in touch with us on that. That's at Mind's Eye Arts. We have a page on Facebook. And if you just want to drop us a line, if you're not sure about anything, you've got a query, it's mindseyedescription@gmail.com.
And a real pick and mix for us this time around. We'll catch up with you again very, very soon. But in the meantime, thanks for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks, Alan.